So I noticed the council is going to strengthen its role in reducing gambling-related harm by exploring a policy on the use of electronic gaming machines on council-owned and trustee land. Council traditionally does not have any authority through its planning scheme or when assessing development applications to limit the number of gaming machines for an expansion of a community club, but it does have some measure of control about the number of gaming machines on premises that lease council-owned land. So we're going to explore that. This comes from a motion moved by Councillor Amelia Lawrenson, which will include guidelines on gaming machines as part of a review of Council's community purpose land and infrastructure tenure policy. Councillor Lawrenson's motion also noted that several Queensland councils, including Logan City Council, have similar policies to help reduce gambling harm and support community wellbeing. And we're also going to look at rejoining the Alliance for Gambling Reform, which is a national advocacy group focused on reducing harm caused by gambling. And this decision pretty well responds to growing community concerns about the social impacts of gambling.